to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting email, so we're going to start with this one. Matthew from Trenton writes, Doctor, I've been listening to you for years, and I want you to answer this. Does it really all matter? Honestly, the medications, the surgeries, does it really matter? Can you actually prove to me that my taking a medication will prolong my life? I'm fairly religious, and I know you are too. If it's our time, when our time is up, what does it matter, and why should we take matters into our own hands when we truly lack control? So I guess in this email he's asking, why do we even take the medications and do the surgeries if when our time is up, our time is up? And then why? Does it matter? And, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, it is. I have a lot of patients who are religious and, have a lot of spirituality. I do. I'm very religious. But how I look at things, but again, this is just me, okay? This isn't as a doctor talking. How I look at things is God helps those who help themselves, you know, and I'm not going to just sit there on a couch eating bonbons, thinking that, you know, God has a calendar and, you know, whenever it's my time, he takes me. And that's it. All I have, you know, I feel like you still have, some control. I don't think it's, this is a tough one too, because I mean, in essence, I do. I think God has control over it all. I do. That's just how I believe. But I also think that he works with you, right? Does that make some sense? I'd love to know what you all think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For example, I mean, if I have menstrual cramps, you know, I mean, I'm going to take some medication to help with the menstrual cramps because I don't think my family, nature, or God wants me to run around crabby because I got menstrual cramps. And then how I look at it is if God's in control of everything, well, God made my doll. And if Midol is out there over the counter, then in essence, I am allowed to go and take it because he made it. You guys see what I'm talking about? Now, some of you, and I'm not saying, Matthew, this is you, but some of you are kind of cowardly. All right, and I have no problem saying this to my family because I've had many family members who would say the same thing. Why go to the doctor? It doesn't matter. When God wants me, he'll take me. So no sense going to the doctor and messing that up. I don't want to make God mad. So I'm not going to take any medicine. I'm just going to let God take me when God needs to take me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, of course, many of you know that I'm talking about my father. Well, my father wanted the lazy way out. He didn't want to go to the doctor. You think he wanted a colonoscopy? My father being all military and cowboyish and John Wayne-ish. And no way. He didn't want anybody going near any orifice. I mean, thank God he went to the dentist once in a while. So he would use the excuse of, no, the doctor's just going to hurt you. No. And he left us when he was only 62. So wait a second. He died in 2004. He was born in 42. So, yeah, and he died when he was 62. Now, personally, Matthew, I think the medicine would matter. He died of a heart attack. If he would have taken the cholesterol medicine that I yelled at him to, if he would have taken care of himself a little bit more, yes, I think he would have lived longer. Now, some of you say, well, again, would it really matter? I mean, whether you die at 62 or 61, would it really matter? And I mean, yes, I think it does. I think every minute on this earth is precious. And, you know, I would have loved my kids to have more interaction with my father. I think my father could have taught them a lot. My father taught me a lot, but I never appreciated it because I was a daughter. You know, when you grow up in a household with parents, you don't listen to them. You think you know more than them, and you ignore them, and you don't listen to them because you think whatever they have to say is inferior to whatever, you know, Richard Marx or Def Leppard or Depeche Mode is singing in their lyrics. And that's how I looked at things when I was growing up. Yet grandfathers, they have that ability to really bestow a lot of information, a lot of advice. And I know one of my sons would have really, you know, really appreciated it. And so, yeah, I ticked off at my dad, you know, trying to use the excuse, I don't want to go to the doctor because it doesn't matter anyway. I think it would have mattered, even if it gave him an extra year or two. To me, that matters. What do we have here? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Franco, I don't know if Franco's on the line, but he says, God made certain medicine to prolong people's lives, so we should take it. I look at things that way with the chemotherapy agents, with the knowledge that doctors have. I believe God has his hand in everything. All right. But I believe we do have a lot of power. I think we do have the ability to change our fate. I mean, think about it. If you do stupid things and you're always walking around naked, let's say outside in the freezing cold, I think you have more of a chance of getting sick than somebody who does things a little bit more smartly and wears layers of clothes. I do think you have that control. I don't think it's all 100% out of your hands. And then if that's the case, yes, it does matter. I think the medicines matter. I think getting the surgery matters, getting the screening test done. I mean, I can't tell you how many of my ladies go, I don't need to do a mammogram, because if it's in my destiny to get breast cancer, then I'll just get breast cancer. No, just because you get breast cancer doesn't mean you have to die of it. Okay, cancers were made to cut out. All right, there are many cancers that were designed to be picked out. Skin cancers, for example, there's a skin cancer out there that is very scoopable. And the scoopability or the scoop factor of some of these cancers to me make me think that there are some things that you are supposed to treat. You know, for example, like chickenpox itches. Why does chickenpox itch? It's your body's defense mechanism to scratch things out. Now, true, can you really get rid of the whole virus, scratching it out of your body and making you bleed and scar? No, you can't. But there are defense mechanisms. Basal cell carcinoma is a skin cancer that is very scoopable. And we scoop that sucker out. I love it. You know, if you ever want to know what one of my favorite things to do is, yeah, besides toenail removals and besides extracting thrombosed hemorrhoids, the third thing is scooping out a basal cell carcinoma. I love that. Yeah, you're supposed to desiccate and, you know, fry it up a little bit too. But I just love that. You know, I had a dermoid tumor. I was told maybe 2% chance of malignancy, but for the most part benign. Again, scoopable. My doctor was able to take an ice cream spoon and scoop that sucker out.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. And a big thanks to you all so much for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, you guys have probably heard of this quote-unquote Choosing Wisely campaign that was just listed today. Apparently, this Choosing Wisely campaign, all right, I gotta be nice, is a list of procedures that has been released by, I guess, professional societies of 17 medical specialties, like the AAFP, the American Association of Family Practitioners, American Gastroenterology Associates, etc., ranging from neurology to ophthalmology to thoracic surgery. It's part of a campaign called Choosing Wisely to get doctors to stop performing quote-unquote useless procedures and to spread the words to patients that some of these tests don't help and they might hurt. The Choosing Wisely campaign. Thank you. Thank you very much. This Choosing Wisely campaign, my guess, is going to be probably one of the biggest thorns in my side. Thank you for making my life harder. Now, what really ticks me off about the idea of needing to do this list of procedures is, as I'm reading this Fox report here, they say that this was organized by the American Board of Internal Medicine's foundation as it aims to get doctors to stop performing useless procedures. There has been nothing I have ever done in my practice that I would label as useless. If I order a test on my patient, it's not useless. To me, a useless test would be, all right, a pap smear on a male. Men don't have cervix. If I ordered a pap smear on a male, asked somebody to get it done, the male comes to the gynecologist and we go, oops, that to me is a useless test. Somebody complaining of knee pain on the right side of his knee and I order a left elbow x-ray. That is a useless test. That's not what they're saying are useless tests. They're talking about EKGs to check the heart. They're talking about pap smears. They're talking about bone density scans. Now, why? Why would doctors do this? Well, fix your radios. I got to be very careful because I know some of these people that make the recommendations. And I understand what the purpose is. The purpose is, how many of these tests resulted in any change of your management? So was it kind of a waste of money? And then do we really need to waste a person's money? Why don't we put off the testing? So I understand, when you look at risk-benefit analysis, I get that. Not everybody needs to be pap smeared every year. Not everybody needs to be mammogrammed. There are many of you out there, like we talked about in the first part of the show, that will probably never get breast cancer. That may not be in your destiny. So doing a mammogram on you every day or every year could be considered a waste of money. But how the hell am I supposed to know that? All right. Do you want me to assume that you're going to be the lucky Joe that doesn't get the cancer? No. Who out there wants to raise their hand and volunteer to not take the test, right? Hoping that they're the one in five that won't get the cancer. And when is this society going to ban the lawsuits, the frivolous lawsuits, if we miss a test? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Consumer Reports has been working with these medical societies, okay? And they found, like, for example, one large medical group had 300,000 patients. And they calculated that if they followed the Choosing Wisely advice on EKGs and bone density scans, it would reduce its billings by $1 million a year, so $1 billion in savings. Tell me, what is a superfluous EKG? That's what they're saying here, superfluous EKG. And I know I'm a fan of Fox, but I think people are using the wrong words. If I order an EKG, it's never for a frivolous reason. Now, one of the Choosing Wisely recommendations on EKGs has to do with, you don't order an EKG on somebody that doesn't have any heart symptoms. Now, what have I taught you all this month and for many months throughout the years I've been on air? Well, Dr. Dahlia, sorry, I really wasn't listening. Okay, well, if you weren't listening, let me recap. What I've taught you all is many of you could have heart disease without having heart symptoms. Okay? The reason why we doctors do an EKG is because what if you're having, let's say, some shortness of breath, or let's say you're having an asthma flare-up, and we stop and we go, wait a second, this may not be asthma. My worry about any of these guidelines is it'll sway any medical provider who usually does their own thinking and uses their instinct and practices medicine like an art, like it should be, rather than a cookbook, will sway them the wrong way. If they're saying there's no reason to do EKGs on a healthy 50-year-old with no cardiac symptoms, how the hell do you know they don't have clogged arteries? My father never had one cardiac symptom. He had no chest pain, no shortness of breath. We had no idea he had a heart problem until he dropped dead of a heart attack. You bet your butt you get a gosh darn EKG. That's why we do screening. But remember, medicine is going socialized. And so we need to swallow this like a suppository. We need to take it like a suppository because the government needs to save money and healthcare wants to save money. So now you're going to have nurse practitioners, PAs, new doctors come out into the field going, well, I guess the choosing wisely guidelines say, yeah, you know, we really shouldn't be ultrasounding everybody for aortic aneurysm. We don't need to be checking everybody for colon cancer that often. We don't need to be pap smearing people, and we are going to be missing a lot. Are we going to save money? Yeah, we're going to save money. Yes, we are. We're going to save money. I mean, they're right. These guys are right. You will save money cutting back on all these tests. Absolutely. If you don't find the heart disease and the person dies, you don't ever have to treat them for the heart attack or put in the stent or do the bypass. True. If you don't do the colonoscopy every 5 years or every 2 to 3 years if they have polyps, etc., you will save money. If you hold off on the cervical cancer pap test, you'll save money because if people don't go to the gynecologist, they may not go and get their birth control or they may not ask for an antibiotic for an STD. I don't know, whatnot. So they're right. You are going to save money. You're going to save a lot of money. But I'm a doctor. I didn't go into medicine to save money. I went into medicine to save lives. And I don't like the idea that I'm getting duped. And I hate the idea that you guys are going to be duped. Realize what's happening with healthcare now is there's going to be this black and white list of guidelines that people, providers, even non-providers that are going to be legislatively allowed to now practice medicine to be able to take care of you in order to provide inexpensive health care. Some of you are happy with that. Some of you are so gosh darn sick and tired of the system that you're happy with that. Others, it scares the living daylights out of them. And I'm one of those people that it scares. Okay? I am sick and tired of us being taught lately. Now, I wasn't trained, but now we're being taught to go by guidelines. Medicine isn't guidelines. I told you guys about my Harley Davidson owner, patient, 63 years old, smoker, did all the tests I told him to. He had his heart checked. I think he was on a stent, did his colonoscopy. Everything was done, and he asked me if he was good for another 100,000 miles. And while I'm sitting there chit-chatting with him, you know, in the discharge counter, out of my mouth blurts out, no, something's still wrong with you. And he's like, what? What's wrong with me? And I didn't even realize I said it. And I looked at his stomach. And he kind of had one of those Santa Claus tummies. I've told you guys this story many times. And I go, I don't know. Just do an ultrasound for me. I want to make sure you don't have an aneurysm. He does. He goes and does the ultrasound. No symptoms, nothing. Ends up having a 10-centimeter aneurysm that was actually leaking that day. All right? Medicine is an art. You use instinct. You use God's help. And you use what you've learned. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll-free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Brian from Flagstaff writes, Doctor, I couldn't disagree with you more. We doctors are getting beat up. Doctors run blood work every time I go in because they claim my cholesterol is too high. When I do, I get a bill from the lab for $800. Doctors order too many tests, and they should be stopped. Okay, you know what, though? Okay, I get that. The lab, it's ridiculous. The price of the blood work is ridiculous, but you're blaming your doctor. You're blaming your doctor for the blood work. When is somebody going to blame the lab and the cost of the labs. Well, Dr. Dahlia, we can't blame the lab because when I call to blame the lab, I get put on hold and then there's a loop and I never get a live person. But it's easier to blame your doctor. I'm not giving you an $800 bill. I make no money at all on that $800 lab bill. Yet you guys get mad at us for ordering the blood work. Now, I get it. I get it. If the doctor didn't order the blood work, then the lab couldn't bill you. I get that. I'm not stupid. I get that. All right. But, okay, if I didn't order the blood work, would you promise me, right, cross your fingers and hope to die, that you wouldn't sue me if I missed something? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I'm not into lawsuits, of course. Oh, okay, okay, fine. All right, then if you promise you're not going to sue me, can you promise me that your wife won't sue me? Or your sister back east won't sue me? Or your brother up in Washington won't sue? Can you have everybody crisscross their fingers and swear to God, cross their heart, hope to die, that they won't sue me? If you have a heart attack, and I don't run your cholesterol, because I never knew you had heart problems, and I never ran your EKG, and you get a heart attack, okay, and you die, can you protect me from getting sued, losing my practice, losing my home, and not being able to practice again? No. Then you bet your ass I'm going to be running the tests. This is the problem with the system. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is exactly the problem. In the olden days, I would have loved to practice medicine in the olden days. Hey, doc, on your way home, can you come home? Check Bessie's throat. It's kind of hurting her a little bit. And my granddaughter has a tummy ache. Can you just stop by, take a peek, and tell us what you think? You know, and while you're here, have dinner. I'd love that. I would love that, especially since I can't cook. Can you imagine getting a homemade dinner, right, just for stopping by, giving some medical advice, dropping off a couple tinctures? That would have been a beautiful way to practice medicine. Now, if I go into anybody's house, my malpractice doesn't cover me. If I do anything over the phone, and it's not documented in the chart, or I don't have my nurse as a witness, I'm putting my neck on the line. Okay? There is no protection for doctors, and now you're asking us to hold off the test. We'll hold off the testing if we have a blanket statement protection saying you will not get sued if you stop ordering these tests. Now, no, that's not going to happen. The lawyers, the trial lawyers will never let that happen. No way. That's where they make their money. And patients want to be able to go and sue. Look at this woman yesterday who got pregnant because she took a birth control pill that had been recalled. Right? Okay? And what did she do? She sues the company because she got pregnant. All right? And the baby's 1 year old. All right? People will sue for everything. Yet you want us doctors to think that everything's going to be all hunky-dory, and then we hold off and we stop ordering the tests just to save people money. And then, God forbid, you have something wrong? Oh, hell yeah, people are going to sue. Okay? And I know you all won't, because you all are cool. Whoever listens to my show is pretty cool. So I know you guys are good. But we're talking about the people that don't listen to the show, which is probably very few left of the population, right? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Trucker James from North Carolina. Hey, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I got a little issue that, you know, you're talking about people who get mad at blood work and that type of thing. I don't really get angry at the price of things, but I am a little bit upset with the proctology department.
Okay.
Because the guys never send you flowers or give you candy or take you out to dinner. They just want to get in there, get it done, and you feel violated afterwards.
True that. Yeah, no, you know why? It's not an Obamacare. If there's no funds for us to give you flowers, candy, or to light up a cigarette, it ain't going to happen. Sorry. Thank you, James. You have a good day. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, guys, try not to feel violated. I mean, you know, coming from me, whose every orifice has been poked and prodded. Remember, we doctors, we look at it as like your nostril. We look at it like your ear. You know, one of the prettiest parts of the body, I've told you guys this, is the descending colon when it's all nice and clean, and you guys do a good prep. That's why we ask you to do a good prep, because it is a very beautiful piece of organ. The wall of your descending colon is exquisite. It's kind of pink and shiny with some blood vessels and, you know what's gorgeous are internal hemorrhoids. The blood vessels of internal hemorrhoids. I mean, there should be an artist. Honestly, I don't know if any of you guys are looking for a niche. One of you who's into art and photography, you could make these pictures. People won't know what they are. I mean, don't tell them. But an internal hemorrhoid or an internal rectal varicosity is exquisite. You could actually make a picture, blow it up, and then at one of these art showings, people are like, oh my, look at that. It looks like a river. It looks like an art. Oh my. And someone's rectum. So, you know, keep in mind, when we doctors do any sort of procedure, there are some very beautiful things that we see on the inside. Everybody thinks all orifices are ugly. The mouth, the nose, the ears. Nah. An orifice is an orifice. In fact, I'm so comfortable with the term orifice that I'll probably name my next dog orifice. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, while we're talking about Obamacare, it looks like some people are kind of shocked that many Republican governors are going with it. And the part that they're going with is the expanding Medicaid, which is actually something I've never had a problem with. I kind of like the idea of expanding Medicaid because nothing else in Obamacare really seems to ensure that you're going to get health insurance or be able to keep your health insurance. So if they wanted to insure millions of more Americans, it would be expanding Medicaid. But it looks like what has been the most noteworthy is Florida Governor Rick Scott has, from what I understand, kind of done an about face. And I believe he has now signed up to take the federal government's money to expand Medicaid up to 133% of the federal poverty line. Now, some, though, have completely given the finger wave to the exchanges. Now, these exchanges we've talked about, the deadline was last week, and, you know, certain states were supposed to have come up with plans to do their state health exchanges. Some were supposed to work with the government, and then some were going to say, you know what, just the government take it over. Well, apparently the government was a little shocked that they have to take over many more states than they were expecting to. So if you live in one of those states where your governor said, to heck with this, if the government wants a state-run health exchange, they need to do it. My guess is you're going to be waiting for a while, and I think that's going to be an absolute cluster. But I got to admit, I do like the idea of expanding Medicaid for those people that don't have insurance. I'm shocked, though, at some of the people that currently have Medicaid driving pretty nice cars, getting their nails done, getting their hair done. I never really understood that. Then I have people who are obviously money deprived and obviously having a money cash strapped, and they can't get on Medicaid. So I do hope that kind of gets sorts out. Okay, don't go away. We've got a lot of lot more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, something went wrong on this one. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You guys heard about how guests at the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles had drunk, bathed, brushed their teeth in water from a rooftop tank where a body had been lying there decomposing
for nearly 3 weeks. This is so disgusting, I can't even talk about it on air. Apparently, authorities have confirmed that the body found in the tank was Eliza Lamb, a 21-year-old, I guess, student from University of British Columbia. She had disappeared February 1st. They have no idea how she died, how she ended up on the roof of the hotel. The roof of the hotel is protected by doors and an alarm, but some of the guests had said the water did have a funny taste. I can't talk about this. I'm sorry. I'm getting sick about this. The hotel was built in the 1920s, refurbished several years ago, and I guess was the home of serial killers Richard Ramirez, named the Night Stalker, and Jack Unterweger, responsible for the death of 9 prostitutes in Europe and the U.S. So the hotel does have some history. Now we are being told that many guests are extremely upset that they had been drinking water that unfortunately had a decomposing body in it. Tomorrow I'm going to be on the John Phillips Show with Doug McIntyre discussing what could be the risks of your drinking water that might have been contaminated, shall we say, with that. Now, one of my more popular shows was the one we discussed what actually happens to the body after it dies. And I don't think I want to go into that right now because a lot of us are nauseous from that previous story, but I promise I will go back into it. The reason why is many of you have asked, you know, does your hair still grow after death? Do nails still grow after death? And what we found is no, that's not true. I mean, when you die, you die. But the reason why your nails appear to grow and your hair appears to grow is you immediately dehydrate. And as you dehydrate, the head shrinks and your fingers shrink. So then as the skin secedes, you see the nail that was underneath the skin and the nail appears longer. Same thing with the scalp. The scalp, once it dehydrates, and so then the hair you know, very quickly looks long, you know, looks like it grew, you know, and, you know, we talked about rigor mortis and, how it was kind of a, it was kind of a cool topic because we were discussing how forensics can figure out how old a body is depending on which type of bacteria, hits and which type of bacteria starts to land. So we'll hit that another time because that was always a fascinating one. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Sorry, you know, it's funny. I could see things, I can hear things, but if I talk about something that just makes me start to feel kind of sick, this will also make you feel sick. Apparently a girl that got burned in a hospital fire, it was due to a combination of hand sanitizer, olive oil, and static electricity. Apparently, it caused an accidental fire that burned a young patient at a Portland hospital. Ireland Lane had used an ethyl alcohol-based hand sanitizer at Oregon Health and Science University's Dorbecher Children's Hospital. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it. The girl's father has said she also wiped the sanitizer on her T-shirt and wiped her bedside table with it. Olive oil that was on her T-shirt and hair compounded the severity of the fire. This occurred February 2nd. Now, olive oil is sometimes used to remove the glue that holds electrodes to the scalp. That was done for an EEG exam. So I guess she was in there for a neurological issue. And then, unfortunately, there was some sparks. I guess she was creating some sparks in her bed by scuffing her feet and rubbing the bed linens. You know how, like, when the cats run across the bed, you'll see the electricity? And that was just enough to light her up with hand sanitizer, olive oil. Pretty scary stuff. She did suffer second to third degree burns to about 18% of her body. She has undergone skin graft surgery. This is one of those things where I think I love using hand sanitizer. I think I'm using too much about it. I'm using too much of it. I, you know, to the point where we're lighting each other with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James calling from Virginia. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, just calling to let you know there's a little bit more to the story behind the dead body and the water cistern.
Please, yeah.
The hotel actually will not issue refunds to the guests that were staying during that time, and they made them sign contractual agreements not to sue and leave them liable for having drank or used, their body wash.
Oh, my gosh.
So how do you get out of that?
That's disgusting. I mean, and honestly, they can get sick. I mean, there's so many different bacteria that they could have ingested. And, that's horrible. Thank you for telling us. All right, James, thank you. Oh, that's disgusting. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. See, this is, though, an example of where I think we do need our lawsuits in our judicial system. All right, if you're going to be using water, all right, at a hotel, it's the hotel's responsibility to make sure the water is safe. All right, those are simple, basic things. So keep in mind, when I ever start, to go off on a tangent complaining about lawsuits, it's because of, lawsuits such as the one where the gentleman was in a menage a trois, cheating on his wife, he drops dead, and the wife sues the doctor and wins, saying the doctor should have done his cardiac testing sooner, and the cardiac testing was supposed to be done the day after, apparently the guy had cheated. You see, those are the types of lawsuits that drive me crazy. But when you have a company who puts their guests in danger, these are the types of people that shouldn't be either in business or should be liable. Now, some of you have asked what I thought about the whole Carnival Cruise issue. I don't know what's happening with that, but you're hearing rumors that many of these people will not be able to sue because on these cruise ships you sign certain waivers. And the Carnival cruise ship that had a fire lost its engine and then had to be towed back to Mobile, Alabama a few days back. These people want to sue for mental anguish, for anxiety, for lack of sleep, and for living in unsanitary conditions. Now, people are pretty upset that many may not be able to sue Carnival for this. And, those are one of those things where it's like, okay, how much responsibility should, honestly, the cruise line take? They're supposed to have a cruise. The cruise is supposed to make it, right? I mean, if God forbid there's a plane crash and people die on the plane, are families of the plane members able to sue the airline? I think they are. Yet your boat doesn't make it to where it needs to make it, and you can't sue. So I understand. I understand the problem is a lot more convoluted and multi-level than I like to think it to be. But as a doctor, I don't be surprised if I day after day after day complain that I think doctors are getting sued too much for frivolous baloney, and that if you want to save money in healthcare and you want to tell us to stop ordering the tests, you better back down on these lawsuits, because otherwise there's no reason for any doctor to put their risk, their patient practice on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess mosquitoes are smarter than you think. Mosquitoes now have been found to be able to ignore the DEET, which means your insect repellent may be ineffective. Remember, mosquitoes are smart. Now, they are repelled by the smell of DEET, but if these suckers are hungry and want to suck your blood, I think they're going to just still go in for their dinner. So apparently this was published in the, let me see, I don't know what journal it's published in, not that you guys are going to all run out and get it, honestly. But I guess a team of researchers has been finding that many mosquitoes really aren't giving a damn if there's any DEET. So, no damn if there's no DEET. I'm sorry. I really wanted to talk about this story, but we're out of time. Darn. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. More coming up.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.